Today is Thursday, May 6, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I finished my meetings a little bit late today, and I was watching a YouTube video all about investing. And so I'm starting a little bit late, and we still have to walk. So last night, I'm going to talk about food again. Are you all ready? So after I recorded, I was super hungry. And Mark and I had, you know, we still needed to walk, and there was a Pokemon raid hour, so we were doing that, and we were walking, and I decided, because I was hungry, and I'm tired of just cooking boneless, skinless chicken breast, asparagus, and corn on the cob all the time, and I was like, what can I cook, you know? And then I thought, oh my gosh, today is Cinco de Mayo. Today is May 5th. I should definitely eat some sort of Mexican food. And I've been trying to do, because I didn't do very well on the weekend. I didn't on my diet. I didn't really do very well. I mean, I know I cheat on Saturdays, but because I cooked food for throwing down and we had a bunch of leftovers, I ended up splurging also on Sunday because I needed to get rid of that food and I didn't want to cook anything else and yada yada yada. So I actually did bad both days, but I was like, oh, okay, I've got to really eat less points this week, you know, to counteract my bad weekend. And I did okay on Monday and Tuesday, but yesterday I was like, I want to do Mexican food. So after we walked, we went to the grocery store because I had not planned this. This was not a plan. And I wanted to buy the flat, I don't know what you call them, but the flat fried corn tortilla, the crispy that you make. I think they're called tostadas, where you'll put refried beans and then some sort of meat maybe and cheese and lettuce and tomato, but it's flat. It's not, you know, in a taco shape. But the store we went to, we didn't go to Walmart, which is where we normally go for our groceries. We actually went to a local grocery store called Harps. And so they didn't have the particular kind of tortilla that I was wanting. So I ended up buying just regular, the old El Paso. When you go to a small grocery store that doesn't have a very large Hispanic food or Mexican food section, and the only thing they have is the old El Paso corn tortilla shells for tacos and, you know, the refried beans and the whatever, and they're all old El Paso. But I didn't want to go all the way to Walmart, so I bought a packet of taco seasoning because I couldn't be bothered to try to figure out exactly what seasoning I needed. I know it's probably just cumin and chili powder and some other things, but it's so convenient when you buy it in the seasoning packet. And fat-free refried beans and some shells, and I already had ground turkey at home. And I bought actual real Tostitos corn chips, not the baked kind, but the real, and some salsa, because salsa is 0 points. So I ended up making tacos, turkey tacos, and we had chips and salsa. And I think I went maybe 3 points over for my day. So it's not horrible, but I was really needing to be 5 points under for the entire week to make up for the weekend. So I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday, but for the day, I was only maybe 3 points over. And then we started watching a new thing, The Mayor of Easttown, or Mayor of Easttown. I wasn't really sure. I'm like, what's a mayor? I've never heard, like, I've heard mayor as in a horse. I think it's a horse. I'm not sure. A cow or a horse or something. There's the word mayor means something. On Grey's Anatomy, Meredith Grey, they call her mayor. So I wasn't quite sure what it was. And it's got Kate Winslet. It's on HBO Max. And she's a detective. And it's actually turning out to be pretty good. We've only watched a couple of episodes so far. I think there's only seven. And I don't know if there are multiple seasons. I don't know a lot about it. But we just decided, you know what? We're going to watch something new because we had already kind of gotten caught up on our Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, All Rise, Bull, all the procedural old people stuff that I watch. We had already gotten caught up on those, so I didn't really, you know, I didn't really want to. I wanted to try something new, so we tried that. And like I said, the first episode was a little slow. You were trying to get to know people and stuff like that, but that's normally the case. But it got really interesting in the second episode, and I think 3 and 4 are going to get really good. And I got good reviews, but there's several things that we're wanting to watch. I want to watch that Bone. What is it called? It's not Bone. Shadow and Bone or something like that. That's on, I think it's a Netflix thing that was based on a book series. It's a fantasy story. And then there's the Nevers, I think. And then there was something I need to watch for Throwing Down, them or something, that our executive producer for Throwing Down is, I think he's an extra in one of the, he's an extra in one of the episodes, and we're supposed to be watching that. So we have a lot of TV that we need to be watching. We also need to finish Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And I think we forgot about that last night, but we need to finish that as well. So we have plenty of TV. And I know I mentioned making a spreadsheet and canceling a certain amount of my subscriptions yesterday to save money. And another thing that we're going to do, so I have to do this evening, is we're going to actually start reimbursing ourselves for, we don't pay the subscriptions out of the joint account, but we do have a joint bank account, and so we're going to start reimbursing ourselves for anything that we, any of our streaming accounts that we pay for, because Mark pays for some of them, I pay for some of them. And so I have to go in. He has this accounting spreadsheet. I've talked about it before. He is the most organized person, and he's not a procrastinator. I am disorganized. I love a spreadsheet. I do, but I'll make a spreadsheet, and then I will only use the spreadsheet once or twice and I'll forget about it. And then, you know, I'll make all these, oh, I'm going to track my weight in a spreadsheet, or I'm going to plan this thing that I'm doing in a spreadsheet, or whatever. I'm going to do all these things, you know, in a spreadsheet. And then I'll use it for a little while, or I'm going to keep a list of tasks that I need to do in a spreadsheet, and I'm going to do one a day. And I have all these lofty goals, and they never pan out. But he is very organized, and he sticks with it. And he has this spreadsheet where he tracks our expenses, and I don't even understand it. He's got like accounts receivable. And a credit is a debit, but a debit is a credit. I don't even understand it, but he logs everything in there, and then there's a graph and showing the average cost of each of our bills and how much we're paying every month. And he has a graph showing the balance of our bank account versus the amount we spend every month, like all this stuff. So I have to go in and put my streaming stuff, because he's going to reimburse me every month out of the joint account for anything I pay for streaming services. So I've got to do that. You know, when I record, I've only worked, and you guys don't want to hear about my job every day, but I got an interesting call today. And I know I talked yesterday about the fact that Arkansas was in some article about how we didn't request any new vaccine because we, you know, apparently no one is going and getting their vaccination. And so I had a couple of voicemails, and I wanted to check them And so I checked, and I had gotten a call from the Arkansas Department of Health. And I was like, what is this? Why am I? And it said, you know, you can either call us back or we'll call you back. You know, we're just calling to get some information. They didn't really give a lot of info on the voicemail. I assume, you know, the HIPAA and all that, they can't give a lot of medical information. I assumed it was something related to my COVID shot, but they didn't really give a lot of information. They said, oh, we'll call you back. You know, we're just from the Department of Health, yada, yada, yada. And so I called them back during lunch, and she says, hey, I just want to verify. She says, yeah, we're with the Department of Health. We wanted to verify some information about your recent COVID vaccine. And I, you know, it's always a little tricky because when, now I did call them and I, you know, I could have confirmed, I guess, that it was the actual number for the Department of Health. But I, you know, I called them and then they go, we're going to need you to verify your date of birth and some other stuff. And I was like, oh, you know, that this could be like a someone stealing my identity. But, you know, since I called them and back and it seemed legitimate, I went ahead and gave her the information. It was only date of birth. That's all it was. They didn't ask for my social or anything like that. And she says, yeah, we're just calling. We see that you got your first COVID shot and we wanted to check with you and see when you're going to be getting your next one. Because, you know, we see that you had Pfizer here and, you know, you have to have two of those. And we don't see any appointments or anything like that scheduled for you. And I said, oh, no, I've already had my second one. And she said, oh, you know, sometimes when they're putting the information in, they accidentally put the second date as the first date. So I said, let me go get my card and I'll give you the exact dates and everything. So I gave her all the information and she said, well, thank you so much. Congratulations on being fully vaccinated. And but they're actually calling people who've had their first shot and trying to, I guess, beg them to go get their second one. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.